In the morning. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kicks 96.9.
What you got going this weekend? Some fun plans?
Doing anything fun for the weekend?
Weekend of fun. Are you having fun?
I think this weekend will be fun.
We can go anywhere and do anything.
Who enjoys the weekends?
We do!
Alrighty then.
Here goes nothing.
Alright, the weekend is almost here. Well, I mean, for some.
Yay!
Who cut out early on a Friday, it is the weekend for them. Good morning, JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. Welcome to Friday.
Friday.
Man, it feels good. See, we got a weekend of freaking the Masters, all sorts of stuff.
Weather's supposed to be pretty decent, too. Yeah, it's going to be a nice weekend. What's going on with you, Coriel?
Oh, I'm not quite sure. I actually will be at the Lincoln Correctional Center.
Figures.
That's right.
So I'll be...
Your home away from home?
I'll be there with all of my friends and family at 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning?
Nice. Yes.
Oh, what do they got going on?
The job fair. And
ECS that's right. Their job fair.
Holding a massive job fair. And that's actually both Lincoln and Tecumseh locations. So if you've considered a... shameless plug. If you've considered a career...
hey, not shameless
apply online prior to...
We're supposed to let people know when we got stuff going on. So
yeah, no. Hopefully you heard the promo about it. But yeah, if you're interested, corrections.nebraska.gov. And I'll be there in the morning.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
And you're going to the Husker baseball game tonight?
Oh my God. Yes. Sorry. Thanks for reminding me.
Dude.
Right?
Yes.
Nice.
I am.
Exciting.
I hope the rain.
It's supposed to taper off. I think we're okay.
We'll be fine.
You'll be okay for that today to be able to go to baseball. It'll be just fine.
Yeah, we'll be okay.
Husker Nick, your big plans other than the Masters.
Dude, I'll tell you this right now. I am gonna go golf for the first time this year.
Nice.
Or no, it's the second time. But I'm going to go golf, and watching the Masters yesterday has me inspired to lose so many freaking golf balls on Saturday. I can't wait. Like, I'm going to get out there and be like, yo, I saw Brooks Koepka make this shot. Watch this, boys. Give him a driver.
Is Koepka the one where they had, it showed him practice swinging, and it was like
Bryson. DeChambeau.
That is Chambeau. Okay.
It's actually Brochambeau.
I was like, are you kidding? And the way his ankle.
Yeah.
When he twists his core or whatever.
Yeah.
I guess maybe I never really noticed it as much until I saw that. But I was like, is his ankle dislocated?
Wow. He's not doing good. Plus four for DeChambeau.
No, Brochambeau's been struggling.
Dang.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, what a cool name.
Bryson DeChambeau. There's so many different nicknames I got for him.
Yeah.
Because he's such a bro. And I love him.
We'll see what happens on day two today, but that continues on the Masters.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
When is it supposed to taper off the rain? Were you lying to Coriel on purpose?
Well, it kind of looks
fun?
Like it picks back up in the evening.
We have no rain at all scheduled for today until... 50% chance tonight at 8.
What time's your game at?
6.
Isn't it
a daytime
six?
Game?
Yeah, it's 6 p.m.
So the second half of the game.
6 p.m. Second half.
A 50% chance of rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better chance later overnight, so she should be okay.
Maybe just a little.
It's Nebraska. It'll push off.
A little spitting.
It'll start raining at like 10 tonight because they'll say this and it'll move.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says now Brad Anderson on 10-11 is now saying rain late.
Okay, good.
So that means tonight, 10 o'clock.
All right.
So
there you go.
You got baseball that you can go do today.
Yay.
We're going with the Husker game tomorrow. We're going to see.
Dude, that'll be so cool. It's going to be gorgeous tomorrow during the day, too.
Yeah.
Well,
60-some degrees.
Didn't you have a tee time? Isn't it going to be too wet?
No, it'll be fine.
No, they'll let you play.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Okay.
You might have to walk.
I play at 9:30, so should be fine.
Yeah.
Should be all right.
Good time. So,
Godspeed.
Whatever you've got going on this weekend, it'll be a little chilly tomorrow morning. It's going to be 63 today. We'll get a full forecast for the weekend coming up. And also this.
Coming up next.
Yo! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
It's a free fun Friday, so we've got lots for you on the show, including Out of Context contests to get you into the Salt Creek Summer Jam coming up this summer. With our buddy Sam Riggs and the Bauman family and the folks of Martell and Sprague and the community center there. We'll get you some fake news, a redneck review, Jungle John will stop by, and a lot more in... Before we get going, let's give you a cash keyword for your chance to win $1,000 today with Kix Cash from the Nebraska Corn Board and Kix. Your first word of the day is trophy.
Trophy, T-R-O-P-H-Y.
So get the word trophy into our website. You can be a winner like Jane, Brian, Kimberly, and Julie have so far.
If your name is Brian, week. It sounds like you're lucky.
Yeah, there's a couple of Brians. Actually, there's three Brian winners.
Dang!
Two spelt one way, the I-A-N. The other one was with the Y-A-N.
People are going to go start changing their name to Brian.
Probably.
Come on, man. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
So your choices today are Walmart, monkeys, or ugly tie to start things up.
Oh, Lordy. What do you think, Husker Nick?
Ugly tie.
Yeah, let's go. Ugly tie.
Most bank robbers do their best to prevent from being identified. But a man outside of Frankfurt, Germany pulled off a disguise move worthy of a bad movie plot. The suspect walked into the bank, demanded money while carrying a pistol, and then left. The problem for the cops, the only thing anyone could remember about him was what they called his incredibly ugly 80s-style tie.
What'd they call it?
Witnesses were so distracted by his neckwear, they didn't notice anything else about his appearance.
It was that ugly?
Apparently. He's escaped with an undisclosed amount of cash, and police have no leads on his whereabouts.
Yeah, you definitely do not want to wear something that eye-catching.
Well, maybe you do.
To fly into the radar.
Because he got everybody distracted on the tie.
Yeah.
They couldn't even give a facial description.
That
hair
was,
color, nothing.
That
look
was
here, not
a
there.
Big gamble.
Right, exactly. Look here, not there. He took a shot. And it worked. That's one heck of a tie.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
We moved now to Cincinnati, where multiple residents of a neighborhood reported sightings of a gang of five monkeys running loose and swinging through the trees.
In Cincinnati?
In St. Joseph's Cemetery Wednesday night, yep.
Oh, no.
With one citizen catching them on video. Police said the video isn't clear enough to verify that the animals are monkeys. But they're pretty sure they are. And officers responded to the complaints and cannot find these monkeys. The Cincinnati Zoo isn't missing any monkeys.
I was going to say, then call the zoo.
The
say,
zoo
are
thinks,
you missing monkeys?
The zoo thinks it could be escapees from a private collection.
Probably.
Because they've heard of that happening in the Cincinnati area.
That happened in Nebraska.
Hmm. Oh, really?
In Royal, Nebraska, where Jackson, my boyfriend's from, they had that zoo back in the day. And it's actually really tragic, and so I won't get into the details. But there was a literal zoo in BFE.
Wow.
In Royal Nebraska. Look it up.
That's wild.
Famous movies and books are written on it.
Okay, we'll have to check it out.
It's nuts.
And finally, here's a tip. If you fall in love with a stranger online and they say the best way to prove your love is with six figures worth of Xbox gift cards, they're probably not that into you.
Scammer.
There's a 63-year-old guy named Kenneth who worked at Walmart in West Virginia, and during the last 4 months of 2019, he stole $123,000 worth of gift cards.
Okay, he didn't get duped. He stole them.
He would activate prepaid MasterCards and Xbox gift cards and say they were paid for in cash, but he wouldn't actually put the cash in the register. And then he sent the gift cards to someone he met on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
When the cops busted him, he told them he was sending the gift cards to a woman named Paulina who lived in Belgium, and he even had a picture of her.
Oh, no.
Was she real?
The cops say, quote, he was actually being scammed, but he believed it was real.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, dang
as
it.
As far as we know, they have no idea who was behind
was
Paulina.
Love.
But now Kenneth is going to get 20 years.
At first, I thought this was going to be a shame on you scammer story, but it's kind of like shame on both of them. Because he was like
brutal.
Just straight up stealing. How do you think you're going to get away with that, too?
$123,000
Don't you notice the drawer is like very short and homie was like on that register?
Right.
I don't get it.
So Kenneth is going to jail for quite some time.
There you go.
So there you go. There's Walmart monkeys.
Oh, Kenneth can find some
tie.
Love in the what do you call it? The pokey.
I'm sure he will.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On the way, we'll get you the nitty gritty from Music City and a world premiere new song from one of your favorite stars. It's in minutes.
Get up, y'all.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Well, we've got your ACM New Artists of the Year, surprised by Keith Urban. Brad Paisley's insane fish surgery, dates you need to remember, and new music from Luke Bryan.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out.
Coryell has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
The ACM Awards aren't until next weekend, but there are already some of the first-round winners announced, they do with New Artists of the Year, female and male. The organization announced that Gabby Barrett has won New Female Artist of the Year, and Jimmy Allen has taken New Male Artist of the Year. Both artists were informed by Keith Urban, which is an honor in and of itself. And well, Keith's the show host, you know, but also it's like, Keith Urban telling you that you won. That's amazing. So they were obviously very, very, very surprised. Here's Gabby.
Gabby, it's Keith Urban here with some mighty fine news.
Oh, no.
I'm here to let you know that Gabby Barrett, you are the winner of the ACM Best New Female Artist of the Year. Congratulations, Gabby.
I like how she panics and says, oh,
and
no.
You get to plan the ACMs as well, so I will see you there. Congrats.
It's her baby playing in the background.
Yeah,
too,
Bayla's in the
so
back,
cute.
And she's got her big wide-brimmed hat on in the video. She looks so cute. She looks darling.
Yeah.
And then here's Keith Urban surprising Jimmy Allen.
Jimmy, it's Keith here. I hope you're feeling good. You're about to feel a whole lot better because Jimmy Allen, I'm here to let you know that you are the winner of the ACM Best New Male Artist of the Year.
He said, hot damn, bro, stop playing.
Jimmy Allen, I love that. I love that.
That's great.
That reaction.
Oh,
that's so
fantastic.
Funny. Okay, so this story is a little long, so bear with me because it's a wild ride and it's really funny.
All right.
So Brad Paisley and his wife Kimberly, they revealed in an interview that Brad helped save his 11-year-old son Jasper's puffer fish during quarantine by performing surgery on the puffer fish's teeth.
What?
Yes, teeth on a fish. But get this. So quote, my son had 4 puffer fish and was down to 2. And this one was losing weight, he explains, noting that when their teeth grow too long, it makes it hard for them to eat.
Okay.
So Brad noticed that this one fish was in bad shape, needed his teeth trimmed. So he did what anyone would do. He sprang into action, typed it into YouTube, and went from there. So he put the puffer fish in a bucket with some clove oil to put it to sleep. I guess that knocks him out or something.
Okay.
And then begins clipping the teeth. And he was so, so nervous. I mean, you're holding an unpuffed puffer fish.
Right.
And at any moment, and you're just hoping this YouTube thing works out. You know what I'm saying? So he says, quote, I've never seen him. Sorry, this is from Kimberly. I've never seen him nervous before, but his hand was shaking. I have a friend who's a brain surgeon, and I called him going, is it normal for your hand to do this? So I can just picture Brad Paisley like, oh, God.
Nervously trying to do that. That's funny.
God, that'd be so terrifying. And of course, like the things that you do for your children. I mean, I don't have children, but I can imagine I would do the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
And right. Also, like, what do you mean your kid has puffer fish? I don't know. Like a goldfish, I could see. Puffer fish, but whatever.
Those are, yeah.
Hey.
Fancy fish.
Living large. Don't forget the 2021 Billboard Music Awards are set to return this spring, a.k.a. May 23rd, airing on NBC. And also May 7th. We are less than a month away from tickets on sale for the Eric Church Show at PBA.
Ooh,
so definitely put May 7th in that calendar and then May 23rd. We've got new music now from Luke Bryan. It's called Waves with the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Coryell on Kix 96.9.
It's like the sun went down just to frame your face. Like they played that song just to see you sway. Like that old surf shop had you in mind. With what you got on, making those tan lines. It's like the ocean knows we're laying on this beach tonight. It's like the sand's been waiting for you to come alive. Cause you were for summer just like these stars we're under. We're made for lighting this July sky up. Break it down, make for me and you tied up all night long. Over and over, crash into me and pour. breaking waves. Keep on coming in waves, keep coming in waves. Wish I could bottle up the taste on your lips, that margarita salt water, sunburnt sip. It's like I feel that sun right next to me. Yeah, girl, your touch is 100 degrees. Boardwalks were made for dancing, and flip-flops were made to lose life. This night was meant to happen, and girl, I was made for you. Like you were made for summer just like these stars. We're under, we're made for lighting this July sky up. Break it down, they for me.
What's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show?
There you go, the world premiere. Luke Bryan's brand new one called Waves, just in time for summertime. It's on that deluxe album that was released today. So there you go. Getting your new music first, that's a good thing. What other good things are out there? If you've got one, we'd love to tell everybody about it. Let us know, Facebook or Twitter, KX969, to be a part of good things coming up.
Wake up, wake up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Let's get into good things, where you can let us know about something big going on in your world. Maybe it's a fundraiser. Maybe you want to shout out somebody doing something good. Please let us know, Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Just direct message us, title it Good Things, and we'll get it coming up in the show every day. Coriel, what's your good thing today?
My good thing is the legendary C&L Dairy Suite is back in action after, unfortunately, being hit by that Mother's Day tornado back, or sorry, Cinco de Mayo. Wait, was it? Yeah. Anyways, tornado back in 2019. Yeah. So that's near West Van Dorn Street and South Coddington Avenue. The C&L Dairy Suite is located in the same exact spot, but this time it's rebuilt a little differently. It's not a little shack and whatnot. It is a trailer. You know, have you seen like the Tasty's trailers around town, like the food trucks and stuff? The saying now is same tradition, new generation. So I just think it's really cool because I even ate there as a kid and I shouldn't have been because I have a dairy allergy. But they will see the popular Billy Bar there and lemon ice cream. If you go stop by, they've added a couple new items. And my friend Tiffany actually owns it. So.
Oh, very
cool. Yeah, her grandmother, she took over the business from her grandmother.
Of course you know the owners of the C&L Dairy.
Yeah, of course. So that's cool.
Oh, very
nice. Yeah, good thing.
Spring, summer, and fall staple, if you think about it.
Can I do a good thing at the very end?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday to Rosie, our friend Rosie Sports Bar and Grill. It's his birthday today.
Nice. Birthday, that might have been what was happening yesterday. I went over by there and... there's a party going on.
Yeah, happy birthday, Rosie.
Nice.
Good people.
Husker Nick, your good thing.
My good thing. So for like the last year, I've only seen my parents twice, which sucked. My dad's like super high risk with COVID-19. Well, my mom and dad and I set up a scheduled a moment to be able to get together in the same house, hanging out together in about 2 weeks. Because my parents 2 days ago got their last vaccination shots, and then I got my last one yesterday. So I get to go see my parents.
Yay!
It's going to be really cool.
Oh, good. Like,
really cool.
That's and awesome.
I also already have a week set out for my kids to go to their house, so I don't have my kids at home. Yeah.
Hey.
I'm yes. so excited.
Silver linings.
Jess last night was like, hey, we need to plan a date night. Because we can finally get our kids babysat.
There you go.
Yes.
Got to plan ahead. That's good. That's a really good
I'm
thing.
I'm excited.
My good thing is three Husker volleyball players getting into the Big Ten first team, the all Big Ten first team. So Lawrence Stevens, Lexington, and Nicklin Hames are all repeat honorees from the 2019 all Big Ten first team. So congrats goes out to them. As they get geared up for the NCAA tournament, which starts for them next Thursday. They'll be playing either Texas State or Utah Valley on ESPN
3. Wow, it's already next Thursday.
Yeah, next Thursday from the CHI Center. Wow. So Husker volleyball in full effect and some of the best getting the accolades they deserve.
Yeah.
For sure.
Coming up. Go. Next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick Show.
Will this next thing get the accolades it deserves? Or is Cooter going to tell you don't watch it? We'll get a redneck
Cooter
review.
Cooter Bosley.
Coming up.
This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
On Kicks 96.9.
I tell you what, man, dang on. It's the Redneck Movie Review. It's the Redneck Movie Review. I'm a redneck and I review the movies too. It's the Redneck Movie Review. With me, Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Mo Cephas.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Now listen up. This week we got a new TV series for y'all to watch. And if you're a fan of Silence of the Lambs, then you're going to love this show, Ooh. Clarice.
You are a woman with a very public reputation for hunting monsters.
I can't have a reputation. I've only done it once.
It's time you own that reputation. It's time to come out of hiding, Starling.
This isn't Buffalo territory anymore, Starling. We do evidence. Not it's a full moon, and I've got a feeling. So you'll keep quiet until I tell you. And then you will say what I tell you.
DC is living in fear. I don't like this. This is deep and dark, Clarice.
This is getting worse.
It always gets worse.
I know you have your own demons to carry, but you're the only one who can help.
Whose stories are worth telling? Who's worth hearing?
Never let anyone decide that for you.
FBI!
There you go.
Oh, this gave me chills.
All right, y'all. Now, this takes place after the original Silence of the Lambs, and Clarice gets a job taking down the monsters in the country, all the tough baddies that are out being serial killers. So grab yourself a nice Chianti and some fava beans and four bags of pork rinds. That's right. Four bags of pork rinds. Going to be a good show. A lot of fun. Acting is amazing. So get out and watch it if you're looking for something good to watch. That there, Clarice, would be the show to watch. Hey, I'm Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Bo Seifert.
Coming up next.
Cooter.
This is what's next with JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
All right, so check out Clarice. It's on CBS regular, but you can also do it on Paramount Plus is the new platform for all of that. It's highly recommended. It's very, very good. Coming up, we'll get what everybody's talking about this morning and more on a free fun Friday with free money. Your word this hour is trophy. Getting it at KZKX.com for Kicks Cash. Good morning, JP Coriel, Husker Nick, and your free money station with Kicks Cash. Every hour, a new word and another chance at $1,000. We had trophy last hour. This hour, it's string.
S-T-R-I-N-G.
So grab the word string, put it together at our website, kzkx.com, for your chance at $1,000 today with Kix Cash. On the way, the loss of a royal and some Husker information for you.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Ooh, it's going down
right here on Kix 96.9.
3.
Get y'all excited. The Huskers did something fun yesterday and announced we've got two chances to see them this spring.
Not one, but two.
So in addition to the May 1st Red-White Spring game, the Huskers will be opening their Saturday, April 17th practice to the public.
Nice.
It's free, a limited to 4,000 people. You got to get a mobile ticket for the open practice at huskers.com/tickets. Those will be available like three different groups. The first wave happening today at 6 p.m.
I assume it'll just be sold out.
Really fast.
What's the date of the practice?
April 17th.
Okay, gotcha.
They're going to practice from like, they'll open the gates at like 1:30, practice from 2:15 to 4:45. Basically, it's not going to be like the spring game where it's a game against each other. It's going to be, you're going to watch them do warm-ups, all the extracurriculars they do during the practice, probably run some plays, but still just to be at Memorial Stadium watching this happen is a very exciting thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's a lot of fun. And, like, I'll tell you guys when you go, just know it's practice. So that means that there's certain times where they set the offense up to fail for the defense to be able to practice certain things and vice versa.
So you can't sit there and be like, what are they doing?
Yeah, I used to go to practice, and I was shocked how many media members didn't know that. So, like, just know that there'll be times where poor Martinez is throwing into, like, a bunch of defensive backs on, like, 3rd and 14, so they can practice that, and then he's going to throw some interceptions. It's okay. That's okay.
That's perfectly fine. Deal. That's part of the game.
Dang.
All right, so again, the first wave of seats will be available today, 6 p.m. The next they'll be on Monday at 6 p.m., and the final group Wednesday at 6 p.m. So 4,000 individuals get a chance to see the Huskers practice before the spring game.
Yay! For over 73 years, he stood by his queen's side, her most loyal and faithful subject.
Yeah, it's David from Buckingham Palace.
You know, it's a sad day today. A news out of the royal family and now quickly spreading throughout the entire world. Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh and husband to Queen Elizabeth II, who's the world's longest reigning monarch, by the way, has died today at age 99.
Wow, what a life.
Yes,
he
had been hospitalized back in February, had gotten sick. He had a little bit of an issue in a pre-existing heart condition, I think.
Yeah.
And he ended up having like a heart procedure. So everyone's been kind of like all eyes on Prince Philip for a little while.
Right.
And unfortunately, he has passed. The royal family announced that he passed at Windsor Castle. And further announcements will be made. But right now, join the royal family in mourning the loss of Prince Philip.
One!
Big event coming up next week is the NCAA Volleyball Tournament. We get it here in Nebraska, too, with our Huskers
Omaha's
in it.
Omaha's hosting it.
Nice.
But there's apparently some controversy about that that's popped up recently, Husker Nick.
What?
That is a way to understate that. I would say a chorus of criticism and cries of inequity was fired across the social media verse yesterday as word started getting out. Emily Eman, who reports for ESPN and reports on volleyball, started putting out a bunch of reports on Twitter. And it's crazy because the NCAA waited a full day to respond to these, which means you had a full day for Twitter to go nuts and social media and sports talk radio shows and stuff. But she started tweeting out that, first of all, the first two rounds of that tournament will not be broadcast. Like, there will be no commentators, broadcast crews. They'll stream some of it. And there won't be anybody commentating or anything like that on the games, but you will be able to log on to like some streams and be able to see it. ESPN cited the fact that they just couldn't get this to work inside the different venues that they're using in Omaha. And then also there's like a rights deal that the NCAA has where they won't, it's like against the rules to do commentating inside these places. So
what?
I don't know. I think it's because it's like in schools and different places where they can't have that. Another thing that she reported was that in the convention center, the coaches, this is a quote, she said, "I'd like to add that all matches are being played in a convention center, where as of yesterday, coaches were told there will be, quote, no locker rooms until the Elite Eight, and players will have to change out of warmups into jerseys on the bench," in all caps.
What?
So everybody went bananas over this, right? For like 24 hours. The NCAA, and I think you could tell they were a little annoyed, because the NCAA responded by simply just saying, I'm going to read this verbatim, "Contrary to reports, players have never been expected to change clothes on the bench. Each team will have secure changing areas on site." That's all they said. They were like, what? And it's an interesting thing, because people are really angry right now, because this is coming off the back of when the NCAA put on the men's and women's basketball tournaments.
And the weight room.
And they put
room?
That pathetic weight room up.
Yeah.
So people are super angry about this, and we'll see how it goes. It's not looking great. Like, people are trashing on Omaha, like they don't have the facilities, which we do, but the NCAA chose different places to have the event. So I don't know. It's a bad look, unfortunately, for Nebraska and Omaha without even doing anything.
Right.
Which is dumb.
That sucks.
Dang.
Coach Cook had a bunch of comments about it, and you can find those over on our sister station, 1011, or our partners, 1011.
Yeah.
I'm sure our sister station, KFOR, has some stuff up, but keep an eye on it, because it's going to be, we'll see how big the story gets, but people are furious.
Dang.
Okay, that's what everybody's going to be talking about today.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Our Free Fun Friday continues with your chance to win your way to the Salt Creek Summer Jam. We will play everybody's favorite game, Out of Context Contest, and get you ready for that coming up in 3 minutes. It's Kicks.
What the heck were you thinking?
You've done it to me, Nick. Doing it back.
Yeah, easy there, Coria.
What in the world were you thinking?
Every morning, I do it in the shower.
Ew.
What were you thinking?
Not be aware. Just wanna see it in person.
Right.
What? I don't think it means what you think it means.
God.
Those
so
are
good.
Fun.
Oh, Coriel.
It's time to play Out of Context Contest with your chance to win your way to the Salt Creek Summer Jam. If you'd like to play the game, 466-9696 is the number. Call in, and we need three people to jump on the line and be our contestants to win their way to Salt Creek Summer Jam for a Free Fun Friday. Out of Context Contest after Gabby Barron. It's Kicks 96.9. Good morning.
Come on, man.
Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kicks 96.9.
What the heck were you thinking?
You've done it to me, Nick. Doing it back.
Yeah, easy there, Coriel.
What in the world were you thinking?
Every morning, I do it in the shower.
Ew.
What were you thinking?
Not be aware. Just wanna see it in person.
Right.
What? I don't think it means what you think it means.
It's time once again to play Out of Context Contest. You can play along with us as well live on Facebook.
Yeah, KX Mornings. Check it out.
Salt Creek Summer Jam, August 28th.
Yes.
Sam Riggs.
Yes.
James Lee Band.
Luke
Shooter
Mills.
Jacks. Luke Mills. Going to be a fun time in basically in my backyard, Sprig Martel Community Center, and all to help out the community center.
Didn't you used to play ball on that ball field?
I did. Little League Baseball.
Nice.
We used to, at the beginning of every season, we'd go on the first baseline and say, "All right, kids, hold your glove out and go through and pick up all the rocks."
Are you serious?
Yeah, because the rocks would collect on the field, so we just clear out the infield.
That happens.
Yeah, that happens.
That means you're on a good field. If you can slide and slice your leg open, it's a good place to be.
Nice.
That's how I always. That's how it was growing up, man. Yeah, you're like, gotta be tough.
You gotta be able to handle the situation.
Tough.
All right, so let's see if these people can handle the situation of playing our game. Crystal and Veronica are sitting behind Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Turn us down or something, man. We got a little bit of an echo.
It's not even on.
That's so weird.
Okay.
All right, Brian gets to play the game to start, so let's see here. Husker Nick, go ahead.
All right, buddy, here's what we're going to do. We took some audio. It was actually three pieces of audio out of context from our show. We're going to play those back for you, and then we will do an A, a B, and a C, three different options. You choose which one is the correct answer. There's going to be jokes on jokes, and also a lot of times the thing that's correct is usually crazy as well, especially because two of these are Coryell.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this little tentacle, like, flopping around on my...
What?
Oh, my God.
All right. A, are we sure she said tentacle?
Oh, look at this little tentacle, like, flopping around on my...
I'll let you guys figure that one out. B, Coryell had a squid on her head.
Oh, look at this little tentacle, like, flopping around on my...
Or C, Coryell was telling us about how her first time ever eating at the new exotic seafood restaurant went.
Oh, look at this little tentacle, like, flopping around on my...
What do you think it is, Brian?
I didn't catch what the first one was.
The first one was, are we sure she said tentacle?
Which one?
C.
It is not
C.
Good try, buddy.
Not C.
Good try.
Hang on the line. We move on.
She did not go to a new exotic seafood restaurant. Exotic something, but not seafood.
Veronica in. Good morning, Veronica.
Good morning.
Veronica, is the answer,
yeah,
Coryell had a squid on her head, or are we sure she said tentacle?
I'm gonna go with. Are we sure she said tentacle?
No,
oh my God!
We love the answer.
No.
That's not.
Oh, stay on the line.
Hang on.
Stay
on the line.
No,
don't hang up.
Evidently, I made this hard.
Crystal.
That's so funny.
Good morning, Crystal.
Man, this is really hard. I guess I'm going to have to go with B.
Yeah. She had a squid on her head.
Yes. It was a squid hat. Oh, look at this little tentacle, like, flopping around on me.
Are we sure she said tentacle?
So by process of elimination, Crystal's got a point.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, so that funny. Just made my day. I'm so happy.
Oh, my God.
All right. We move on to audio number two.
Next
out of context contest. I bet they have them on the roller.
Wieners for breakfast.
Okay.
Oh my. Man, that was a good one. All right. A, we're talking about gas station hot dogs, because who doesn't love those?
I bet they have them on the roller.
Wieners for breakfast.
B, JP and Coryell, we're talking about frat and sorority life at Doan.
I bet they have them on the roller.
Wieners for breakfast!
Or C,
the best part.
Coryell and JP were sharing the secret to fitness success.
I bet they have them on the roller.
Wieners for breakfast! A, B, or C?
C.
No, it's not.
No, it isn't. But also, not a bad idea. Maybe we should adopt.
Not a bad idea.
Every breakfast.
Every softball tournament I play in, I have a hot dog at like 6 a.m.
Yeah,
that's a tradition.
That's a way to do it. Hang on the line, Crystal. We go back around.
You might be back to you soon.
Brian, what do you think it is?
A or B?
I'm going to go with A.
It is a gas station hot dogs.
Good job, Brian.
It could have been sorority and fraternity life.
Honestly, at this point, we should just accept any and all answers.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, Brian, this is it. If you get this one right, you're going to win tickets to Salt Creek Summer Jam. If you don't, we've got Veronica and Crystal waiting to steal the game from me. Here's the final piece in Out of Context Contest.
You would not believe the things I saw last night. I tackled a naked guy, and it was so gross.
What?
All right. Hey, that was Husker Nick pretending to be a police officer talking to his therapist. You would not believe the things I saw last night. I tackled a naked guy, and it was so gross. B, that was Husker Nick talking about country stampede and how he has to protect Coryell at all times. You would not believe the things I saw last night. I tackled a naked guy, and it was so gross. Or C, Husker Nick stopped a purse snatcher last week. You would not believe the things I saw last night. I tackled a naked guy, and it was so gross.
What do you think, Brian?
It's A.
Nailed it.
Yay!
Nice. Way to come back.
Good job,
nice
Brian.
Jump ball to come back.
That was the only audio that I knew. The other two I just guessed.
Hey, that's pretty good, though.
Hey, that's all right.
Well, congratulations, Brian. You're going to come join us at the Salt Creek Summer Jam coming up this summer with Sam Riggs, and it's going to be a ton of fun. All right. Yeah.
Thank you for joining us, Veronica and Crystal.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you bet. Hang on the line, Brian. We'll get more details to you on you winning Out of Context contest.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
That was perfectly ridiculous.
Wow.
Oh, my.
You stumped him, Husker Nick.
That was tough.
That was a good one.
Coriel and exotic restaurants.
You know where to find me.
For sure.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Ew.
Ew.
The grossest things to eat.
It might be edible technically, but does it mean you really should be eating it?
So,
some of this stuff is so disgusting.
Yesterday, Husker Nick, we introduced people to bread in a can.
Canned bread.
Yeah, I saw that. I've seen that stuff before.
So you have seen it before. Okay. JP hadn't seen it.
I've never seen that before.
That's crazy.
And Coriel would not eat it.
No, never. The way it comes, I think most of it is just the way that the packaging looks on the can. First of all, it looks like it should be a can of baked beans, not bread.
Right.
And then the way that the bread comes out of the can, how it almost looks gelatinous, like dog food or cat food.
It does
with
have
the
a
rings
dog food
from the can too. Still.
It looks like the cranberry sauce or whatever at Thanksgiving you slosh out.
Freaks me out.
Yams.
No.
Yeah, no, it's weird. It's weird looking.
There's a lot of things out there, too, that people can eat, but, I mean, it just doesn't sound...
A lot of canned things are gross.
Like
looking.
Spam, actually. I kind of forgot about...
I like spam.
I
kind of
forgot
good.
About spam.
Spam's okay.
I don't remember the last time I ate it.
Just spam and eggs. You can do that. You can make a spam and cheese sandwich if you do it upright.
Spam and cheese sandwich?
No, yeah. No, it's good. We used to do that in college all the time.
Instead of bologna, it's like... Spam big in Hawaii?
Oh, huge in Hawaii.
Or does it come from Hawaii, spam?
I don't know if it comes from Hawaii. I just know that they love it there.
But
yeah,
Low,
they do love spam.
Low Spalding on the post on KX Mornings on Facebook posted a meme that says, there ain't no room in this town for spam, and cans of spam lined up with little feet like they're heading out of town.
Spam is originated in Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
But loved by Hawaiians everywhere.
Okay.
But yeah, no, spam is a tasty little treat. Shannon put up sardines. I used to eat those as a kid.
She says, not that I would ever, but sardines.
Our friend Lee Adams always had cans of sardines. Ugh. He's like, hey, you want to come down and have some sardines? I was like, oh, okay.
World War II was a hard time.
What was? Say that again.
World War II.
Oh, yeah.
It was a hard time.
World War II.
Hard time. Like. Tough time. Robert says beef liver, it's literally the filter on a cow. And then catfish, don't even favor it.
Catfish is good.
Oh, it depends on how you cook it, but catfish, like anything that's like that like is kind of like a bottom dweller that just chills out at the bottom.
Bottom feeder.
Well, yeah, cuz it just eats whatever gunk is
down there. Can't you eat carp, but it's just disgusting?
Oh, it's disgusting. Yeah.
That's another thing. I don't get
catfish.
It.
Catfish, if you take, like, when you catch a catfish, if you put it in some water in, like, a little kid's pool, within, like, 2 days, that water is brown.
Mm-hmm. No.
Filtering they're, out of its body.
No.
Nastiness.
Bottom feeders that they are.
No. Yep. Ew. Oh, don't ruin it for me. I love fish fries, and I like fried catfish.
Catfish is super good. I don't care where. It's like hot dogs. People are like, do you know how they make that? Do you think I care? Like, no, I don't.
Do you want to hear?
I know I love it, and I'm going to eat a hot dog anytime I want to.
Nick, when you and I were both separately down for the count with COVID-19, I had bought, or Jackson had bought catfish to make me for dinner one night. And I don't know what possessed him to do it. I think maybe he felt like he wanted to take care of me or something. And fish is healthy. But that's... I will just say it's a good thing, probably, that I had no taste. Because it was not fried. And I can't imagine it probably tasted very good.
Tell him to get some Zatarans. He can blacken it for you.
I said, put the entire bottle of Red Hot on it, please.
There you go.
Neither one of us yesterday knew what chitterlings were.
Yeah. And then you brought up chitlins.
Chitlins.
It's just another name for it. And it's,
It's like, I never heard it called the other thing.
Chitterlings. Is the official name, apparently.
Uh-huh. Tina chitlins. Says pig's feet. And then Shelly says cow brains, cow tongue. I've had cow tongue. Yeah. Rocky Mountain oysters.
Oh, Andrea. No, Amber says, well, now Cinnamon Toast Crunch after what went down with that Jackson Carp guy.
With the shrimp tails. Jackson Carp,
with the shrimp tails.
Hog nuts and hominy.
Yeah. Okay. Tripe is on the list, too. See, now it's just making my tummy turn. These are some strange. And some of this is just like, it's like a delicacy some places.
For some, yeah.
Or like a popular dish. But like, no, don't catch me eating it.
So you can share yours on the Kix Morning Show page of the things that look edible, but really, should you be eating them? Probably not.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Somebody wants to throw hands with Nebraska.
Oh, boy.
And we're going to toss them right back.
I love it when you get angry. Get that coming up next. Kix Morning Show.
Wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix, 96.9.
We're going to throw down as someone called us out.
Yeah, some guy no one's ever heard of.
TV personality in Arizona.
Yeah.
Decided to crap on Nebraska the other day. And it's now gone viral, and I think we're gonna probably, as Coriel would say, clap back at him coming up.
Sure.
But here's what he had to say about Nebraska.
Arizona is 39th behind states like Minnesota, Iowa, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Nebraska. Have you ever been to Nebraska? I have. Here's a preview. I don't plan on ever going back.
And it's just a field with a cow.
It's a field with a cow is what it is.
It's a funny. U.S. News and World Report summary, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we actually talked about this on the show a while ago. And it's like the best places to live.
Right.
Right.
And Nebraska was like 11th, I think, or something like that. Remember, we were just outside the top 10.
Yeah, the best states to live in. We were outside the top 10.
We were like number 11.
And like the factors were healthcare, education, economy, infrastructure, yes. And natural environment. And he went on to rag on Nebraska a little bit more.
Somehow 41st in natural environment. Nebraska was ranked 6th in natural environment.
Heck yeah.
Again, not trying to pile on Nebraska here, but have you ever been natural environment? All right.
I really do love how pressed he is about Nebraska.
He is super upset.
Oh, he's super mad.
But what's funny though is like honestly, as someone who I'll be honest, I've never been to Arizona. Okay.
Okay. It's hot as balls.
I just know that it's very hot, and when I think of Arizona, I just think of like orange,
a cactus in the middle of a desert.
Yeah, I think of like orange in a desert, and then Lake Havasu,
animal skull next to the cactus because it died.
Yes.
This guy's just in a really bad mood because if you go back and look, the day before, the big story he reported on was that there was a power outage at the Arizona State University Library, and he had to report on the fact that 30 students were stuck on that escalator for 3 hours. That's what the problem is.
He's looking for a pay bump.
Wow. Yes.
No, so you know what? I think it's funny. He says not trying to pile on or whatever, but he did give a phone number. It was a phone number that you can text him.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think in the spirit of Nebraska nice to not be rude.
Yeah,
but
we should be mean to this guy.
I think you should start spamming this dude with all the reasons why Nebraska is better than Arizona and why it deserves to be number 6 on that list. We should put this up over the weekend.
Yeah, we're going to on the Kix Facebook page, right on the main page.
I think it'd be so funny and honestly, if you could do a video of you like what you texted
him,
or something,
or a snapshot of what you texted him,
a snapshot, or you just saying what you sent him. I think the more the merrier. I would love to get so many Nebraska folks
like send him a thing that say
texting
like
him.
In Nebraska, our average score on an SAT is around 30. In Arizona, they just get drool on it.
Oh my God. See, well, Nick wants to go for the throne here. So, hey, do what you want. Do what you want.
No,
I think it would be awesome to spam Nebraska Nice
troll
and be
this
like,
guy with, in the nicest
or just
way.
Send pictures of your barren field. Be how like, to, you right.
What's the
you
definition
right, right.
of what's the definition of safe sex in Arizona? You place signs on the animals that kick.
Oh my God! Oh no!
That's what they do down there.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Right, in Arizona.
So, yeah. Oh yeah.
All right.
Oh yeah, dude. There's a lot of rural areas down there.
Man.
Yeah, there is.
It's right. crazy.
I think so, we troll this man a little bit.
We're going to troll him.
I think
him
we
over
should have
weekend.
Some fun with him.
All right, so get that up on the Kicks page and we'll get everybody trolling it.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
More free money with Kicks Cash. Your word this hour is string. Get it on our website at kzkx.com to win $1,000. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. So far, we've had trophy, string, and now season.
Season, S-E-A-S-O-N. I was going to say something about the spring season, but then my brain initially went to season, like how you season food, because I love food.
It's spelled the same way, though.
It is spelled the same
way.
So
there you go.
So either way works.
Put it on our website at kzkx.com.
Can you tell I'm hungry?
Win $1,000 from the Nebraska Corn Board and Kicks on a 6.9.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
It's almost like a rite of passage to work at a fast food joint.
Yes.
At some point in time in your life, I started at McDonald's off of 56 and Old Cheney.
The fastest food I worked in was Cece's Pizza.
Oh, I can see you doing that.
And then a small town cafe that we owned when we were young. But, yeah, I think it's probably better that I didn't because I would get fired immediately for snacking.
Eating all the food all day long?
Yeah.
Taking a fry here and there?
How could you do that? Else? Like, be around all of that and not eat it?
It's a lot. And when fast food workers get hungry, they know what's good and what's not good.
Yeah.
At the place that they work.
Oh, you're around it. They know the ins and outs.
Yeah. There's a discussion on Reddit where fast food workers are sharing the best thing on their store's menu that no one ever orders.
Okay. So is
this kind of secret menu stuff or just way to order things differently.
And then it just tastes much better.
Right. Like at Subway, they have the chicken piazzola. It comes with chicken pepperoni marinara sauce.
I haven't even heard
of that. Actually, the guy at the Subway just down the street from the station has told me to order that.
Really?
See?
100%.
Because it's apparently the best thing on their menu.
Yep.
What?
If you're looking at that. Taco Bell, the cheesy Doritos Gordita Crunch.
Oh.
Says the cheesy gordita crunch, but you can get it with a Dorito shell inside.
That Dorito shell's delish.
Oh, yeah.
It's so
Ooh,
good.
Oh, man.
You can do the McDonald's cheap Big Mac.
I'm taking notes. Continue.
The Big Mac for a fraction of the cost. Order a McDouble with no mustard and ketchup and add shredded lettuce and mac sauce.
So they know what you're doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they know.
They're like, so you want a Big Mac? And you're like, yes, but I don't want to pay for it.
You can get a side of melted cheese at Wendy's.
What?
You can order a cup of melted cheese at Wendy's to dip your fries and nugs in.
Liz and I one time went up to Round the Bend Steakhouse when we stayed at that Kimberly retreat place.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When we went
yeah.
glamping. We realized that we didn't bring mixers for all of our booze, and we didn't have cheese for the hot dogs or burgers. So I called Round the Bend Steakhouse. I said, hey, we're camping like in the woods behind you, and I know it's a pandemic and everything, but like we'll buy whatever we need to buy. We just need some cheese and like some tonic water. And the lady was like, come on up. I got you. She goes, you legally, like you have to just like sit here like you're ordering. Order something small
right.
so we can like serve you. So what we did was we ordered a basket of fries and then ended up pounding like 6 shots. And
nice.
Then the guy came out and he goes, what kind of cheese do you want? And we were like, we have options. He brought us a whole wedge of cheddar and a whole wedge of of pepper jack cheese in a little to-go container. And
you guys
these
got
big
styrofoam
containers of tonic water.
You got hooked up.
It was awesome.
Have you guys ever done the Slauson before?
Yes, we did that food challenge. Me
what
and
is
Liz.
It again? You've said this.
You
before.
Go to it's the Qdoba, no, Chipotle downtown. Okay. You have to go to that one.
Okay,
because that's where Matt Slauson, who played for the Huskers,
right?
Mm-hmm. He'd get it's three tortillas.
Oh my
and a
God.
Crap load of food on it. Mm-hmm. And this sucker is huge. Liz and I did it as a food challenge.
Three tortillas long, or it's
three tortillas long.
Yeah, it's
and
three
then
burritos.
Fill up everything in the middle, and then they roll it up, and it's this massive burrito. Yeah.
And you're when not telling college, me that he would eat this.
Oh, yeah. On the regular.
How?
Because he's a giant human.
Well, we would crush those. We'd go, yeah. We'd go in college, because I was there at the same time, and we would go over there and order a Slauson and just...
And you would finish it, things. Like, head to toe.
Oh, yeah.
I did it that day.
A Chipotle burrito?
I did it that day. It was amazing.
And you'd vomit, correct?
I didn't eat the rest of the day. I didn't eat again until the next morning.
So good.
It's like 8,000 calories.
Right. Yeah, it's massive.
I am really impressed, guys.
And then...
Like, that's big.
Popeyes apparently has an apple pie that they deep fry like the McDonald's ones used to be. So go to Popeyes and you get the apple pie there.
Damn.
But I love secret menu items. Those are the best.
A sliver of butter on top of that, baby.
I wish Taco Bell would have a secret menu item called the chili cheese burrito. Because that's the best thing they've ever made. And they got rid of it like 2 years ago.
Dang it.
And I was so mad about it. It's so good.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Taco Bell burrito. Chili cheese burrito.
R.I.P. Yes.
One of the best ever.
God. I'm so sad. I've not had one of those in years.
Oh, what a tasty treat that was.
Next. With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Oh, another one that my son Tristan wants to do. At Arby's, you can do the all the meats sandwich.
And that has to stack up to, like, the ceiling of your car.
No, it's a good pile, though. You've got every single, even the chicken fingers on it.
What?
Like,
oh,
roast
like
beef, chicken
all
fingers,
the meats?
Everything. All the meats in one sandwich.
Oh, maybe that's why it's Arby's. We've got the meats.
Exactly.
When I wake up,
wake up, Kix Mornings, with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Let's see, what's in the news today?
Fake news.
I can hardly wait.
And joining us for fake news today is Linda. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
All right.
Linda, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, Coriel.
Going to be a chance to figure out what's real and what's fake in the news. And if you can outdo Coriel, you're going to win some Raising Cane's. How about that?
Sounds great.
All right. So we'll give you the headlines. You guys just tell me if they're real or they're fake. If they're real, I will give you the story behind it. We start with Will.i.am reveals face mask full of technology. Will.i.am, the founding member of the Black Eyed Peas, and a mask full of technology. Is that a real or fake story? Linda first.
Real.
Okay.
I'm going to go real, too.
You are both correct. So here's...
Oh, it seems like a smarty pants and I would have this endeavor going.
Here's the promo. So this face mask with quality filtration, Bluetooth... earbud docking.
What?
And noise canceling. It's called the Zuper Mask. So instead of an S, it's an X. So look for the Zuper Mask. Can you guess how much that it is costing you to buy?
$5,000.
$5,000?
$5,000. Okay, what do you think, Cora?
I'm going to go a little lower. I'm going to go, actually, I'll go $1,200.
Actually, you both are wrong. It's $299.
$300
for this. It's high-tech mask, Bluetooth 5.0 to connect to all your devices, noise-canceling earbuds with magnetic docking, and noise-reducing microphone to take phone calls. And it has includes day-glow LED lights, a charging port, and up to 7 hours of battery life.
What?
I think you've been catfished.
No, it's real. It's real. Listen.
At Walmart, 5 of them cost
$25. That's true.
There you go.
For a deal. All right, so here's headline number two in fake news. A blind man bowls a perfect 300 game 5 times in a row. Is that real or fake?
It's real.
I'm going to go fake.
And Coriel wins this round.
Was it 4 times in a row instead?
No, there is a record of one blind man bowling a 300.
Okay, very
nice. But that's not 5 times in a row. So throw you for a loop there
someday,
on that one.
Someday, though. Who knows?
What did he do, throw it granny style?
No. He's actually pretty smooth.
Hey, that, you're just thinking of me trying to bowl.
That's true.
Me too.
All right. Final headline. Lady throws party for 1 year anniversary of unfinished road work. Is that a real or fake headline?
Oh, that's real.
I'm begging. Please tell me it's real.
It's real. So there's a fine line between being a whiny brat and having a righteous gripe. And for New Orleans, Natalie Naquin Harvey, life is about the righteous gripe and a sense of humor to deal with that. The proof? The road work in front of her house has been going on for over a year. And not getting anywhere. So how she dealt with it, she threw a party complete with cake.
Yay!
All Natalie and her neighbors can hope for now is some progress, which doesn't appear to be coming anytime soon. But who knows? She's got a good nature shaming. Hopefully it'll work. Big old party with some cake.
I got a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
What'd they bury in the pothole?
Right. That have you seen them up. Like they plant the trees in the potholes and stuff?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that is the best idea ever.
It is.
All right. Well, congrats, Linda. You're a winner today with us.
Congrats.
And fake news. Hang on line. We'll get you some Raising Cane's just for hanging out with us today on a free, fun Friday. It's Kix.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
I don't know.
All right, so I got two quick things for you. First of all, if you're planning on going to Husker baseball, taking on Maryland, that game today has been moved from 6:35 to 4:05. So you're going to start the game at 4:05 today. Just so you can plan ahead with that due to the upcoming rain overnight. Just to make sure they can get the game in.
Got the rain coming in. So I mean, it is spring, so.
Right, it does happen a lot around here. The other thing is, over the weekend, we need you to throw down some fighting words to an Arizona TV anchor who decided to go at us about our lives and where we live.
This man, he really did lay it on thick.
Yeah, here it is.
Arizona is 39th behind states like Minnesota, Iowa, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Nebraska. Have you ever been to Nebraska? I have. Here's a preview.
It's a field with a cow.
I'm never going back.
Yeah, so he ripped on us because Arizona was way down low on a U.S. News and World Report about places to live.
Yeah, like best places to live.
Right.
And then he goes on to talk about how, like, environmentally, like, how great our environment is and everything.
Right.
We're, like, number 6, and there's not even close to that or something. And he freaks out about
that. 41st in natural environment.
Oh, yeah.
Nebraska was ranked 6th in natural environment. Again, not trying to pile on Nebraska here, but have you ever been natural environment?
We got a lot of natural environment around here,
pile
man.
Pile it on, homie. Pile it on.
So Coriel's going to post it up so we can rip on him.
He even was like, hey, text this number.
Yeah. He put out a number for you to be able to text
to
him.
To basically, I think it was, I don't know if it's real or not. It must be real.
It's got to be real.
Or if he actually meant it, because he was like, yeah, well, if you would actually return, you know, text me. So I think we should do a solid for our girl state of Nebraska. And I think we should spam this man.
So
we should troll him and tell him why Nebraska obviously deserves to be Arizona.
Should we pin this tweet to the top so people can find it?
Yeah, pin it to the top and the phone number is there too.
And then
I'm waiting
for
the original
post.
Video too.
Oh, you're waiting on the original video too.
To post on Facebook. So hopefully here soon. If not, it will be up this afternoon so you can see it. I think everyone should do their due diligence and just start sending reasons why Nebraska is better than Arizona.
And then make sure to get, like, if you can, like a screen capture or whatever.
Yeah, screenshot it if you can.
And send it to us on the post that we'll have on the Kix Facebook page.
Truly, my hope is this man to have to, one, eat his own words, and then, two, change his number.
Exactly.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Coming up, we'll continue the Free Fun Friday with Jungle John live on Facebook. We'll get a redneck review, what everybody's going to be talking about today, and another big thing you can be a part of this weekend. And don't forget your keywords for $1,000 from the Nebraska Cornboard and Kix. Your word for this hour is season, a new word coming up next. Free money with the Kix Cash.
Let's do it.
We've had trophy, string, and season the word this hour, happy.
Happy, H-A-P-P-Y.
For the word happy, into our website at KZKX.com for your chance to win $1,000 from the Nebraska Corn Board and Kicks 86.9. Keeping the happy going with a free fun Friday. Jungle John coming.
Come on now.
Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kicks 96.9.
Jungle John broke out his big, handsome lizard.
Sorry, you gonna catch my snake?
Nope.
I mean, it's not a snake. It's a lizard. It looks like a snake.
It's a weird thing to say. Why not holding a snake?
Husker Nick, when I walk in here, my brain kind of gets scrambled.
The Skittles is drawing my hot body.
It's not a free fun Friday without Jungle John. Yay. From the Lincoln Children Zoo, home to over 40 endangered animals, over 400 animals. Some amazing things to see every day.
The more you know.
Good morning, Jungle John.
Gracious, good morning to you two crazy people.
Hi.
Wonderful Friday morning. Yes, you can do all kinds of things at the Lincoln Children's that are legal, of course. Besides seeing the animals, you can pet the animals and feed the animals and have a great time. And even ride the animals, like the ponies.
Oh, yeah, they do. Ooh, I was like, right. Wait, we can ride animals?
So
I
you
forgot
can
about
or
the
you
ponies.
Can't ride the camels?
No.
No, 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 no. Well, you could ride our camels once.
And then you're thrown out for life?
No, you'd be kind of, it would hurt when you landed on the ground and they decided to dance on you.
Oh, that's, okay. Yeah. Well, there's that.
A camel dance is not the kind of camel dance you want to be a part
and
of.
And you probably can't ride Axel or Kumar, the Sumatran tigers, right? Am I saying that right?
Sumatran, yes.
Sumatran. Okay, you can't ride those, correct?
No.
Again, not more than once.
Okay. Exactly. But you can go visit them and get your tickets ahead online at LincolnZoo.org.
You know what? We've got a beautiful weekend coming up. It's just gorgeous, gorgeous zoo weather. And so much to see, like Tawny the baby monkey. She is adorable. She comes right up to the window to see the kids. She is so adorable.
She's like, what is this world?
That baby monkey, we got baby monkey at the Colobus. You never know what else is popping out at the zoo. So go to LincolnZoo.org, get your tickets. The giraffes are anxious to be fed. They've got big appetites right now because it's been a long winter. But it's springtime at the zoo. There's blossoms. There's babies. There's lots of fun.
I was just thinking about it because you were talking about riding animals. Have you ever thought about maybe putting like a GoPro on one of the cheetahs when they decide to take off?
Ooh.
Oh, that would be interesting. Cheetahs are kind of touchy, but that's an interesting question.
I was going
to
say,
check with Bella, but that is, it would be such a blur.
It would almost be more fun to watch the process of trying to harness the GoPro onto the cheetah.
Onto said cheetah.
Bella's one of our stars. No, there is a lot happening at the zoo. Hey, JP, were you a zoo crew volunteer when you were teeny tiny?
No, I always wanted to do that because I live in Martell. I went to Crete, so it was always it was a little bit too far to come in to be a part of Zoo Crew. And my son almost did it when he was starting up at Lincoln Northeast, but was busy. And I've heard it's just amazing though to be a part of Zoo Crew.
It's an amazing program. It's a great volunteer opportunity all summer long for kids. Go to LincolnZoo.org, join Zoo Crew. I have had more parents say, you know what, you taught my child responsibility. They now know what a job means, or they're getting things done at home. So LincolnZoo.org, Zoo Crew, it's a great way to meet new friends, meet a lot of animals, have a lot of fun at the zoo, get the inside scoop on what's happening at the zoo. Go to LincolnZoo.org. Learn about Zoo Crew, summer camps. We added on more camps as well. Yes, we
Yay!
Did. So, more and more fun, all meeting all the health criteria put out by the health department, LincolnZoo.org, and memberships, best bargain in town.
I'll be honest, when we went to Southeast High School, it was always something that you'd get to brag about when you knew somebody who had done Zoo Crew at some point in time. Like, I'm not kidding. If you get to be on Zoo Crew, that is really cool. You get
the
bragging rights
honor,
immediately
for sure.
Because it's just awesome.
That's how I started 50 years ago as a zoo volunteer back in my hometown. That's how I started. And we've got some folks at the zoo who started out as zoo crew and they've grown up at the zoo, like Nathan, he works with the cheetahs and the anteaters. And he started out as a 12-year-old. Now he's 26 years old. And he's a great zoo professional. So zoo crew, summer camps, memberships, I'll go to LincolnZoo.org.
Jungle John, thank you very much. Enjoy the beautiful weather this weekend.
It's a zoo weekend, and I'll see you at the zoo.
Some Something you need to do with us this weekend is help stuff the bus for the friendship home.
Stuff that bus.
It's really easy to do.
It's like extreme home makeover. Or no, where they get the free homes.
Yeah, whatever. Move that bus.
Move that bus. But inside, you got to stuff that bus.
Nice.
A StarTran bus, virtually, actually. So if you go to KZKX.com, you can do that. It benefits the Friendship Home of Lincoln. This organization is amazing, and it's a must-have for women and children in our community who are facing unfortunate circumstances regarding domestic violence. And sometimes they go there with literally just the clothing they are wearing.
Grab what they can and the kids, and they run.
They grab and go, and it literally comes down to just having your own hairbrush and your own good-smelling laundry detergent to just do your laundry, and everything smells good, and you're getting back on your feet, and you're starting over. Literally, these items that we take for granted every day, basically, it can mean a lot to somebody who is in a very tough time. That sense of normalcy, too, and like dignity, we take for granted a lot. And you can make that happen at KZKX.com by donating to Stuff the Bus. There's literal items that you just tick quantity, and the payment is already there. Like, it'll say $3 for this, or $2 for this, a dollar for this. You just tick, 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 tick how many items you want of that, and then you pay for it online, and boom, it's done. I did it during my shift last year, and I will be doing it this weekend as well. For help them reach their goal. They have a hefty goal of $50,000, which is so attainable.
Right.
If everybody just did a little bit, if a lot of people did a little bit, we can get there. So
if you want, and if you want a good laugh and also to kind of get a little bit more insight into it, your video with Sparky from The Blaze and Joe from KFRX, so much fun. It's on the Kix Facebook page.
We were invited to go to the North Sam's Club to kind of show you, at least give you a feeling of what that's like to actually stuff your cart and then stuff the bus, since it's all virtual this year. We wanted you to be able to kind of play along and see how good that feels.
You guys
and,
are adorable.
And Sparky's amazing with The Blaze.
He's just fantastic.
He's trying to figure it out. I mean, he had a laggy connection, and his face is all in front of the camera, like real close, almost too close, but he's smiling, and he's a team player, and he's like, whatever, I'm here to stuff the bus. I'm here. He's a ham. He's so funny.
He's a good dude. It's so funny that you guys did that. That was great. It's on Facebook KX969 for you to go see that. And also, just have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday. We'll have Make Your Eye Monday for you. We'll have more free money. The current word for this hour is happy. Let's put it on our website at KZKX.com to win $1,000. And if you missed any of today's show, including Out of Context Contest, which was ridiculous, and Jungle John and whatever else, you can find it on our podcast at KZKX.com. Have a great weekend.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Sun comes up.
With the Kix Morning Show. Get on.